This sculpture, called The Defense or The Call to Arms, has been a part of the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts collection since 1961. Although there is no mark by the caster, we know that it was made by the caster Léon Perzinka. This craftsman, who worked alone in his foundry, began working with Rodin in 1896. This is the version that was exhibited in 1900 at the Alma Pavilion. As was often the case, the sculpture was made out of several sections, which were joined after the casting. Perzinka himself made the joints to solder the parts together, and also the patina, steps usually carried out by specialists known as chasers and patinators. If you are a close observer, try to find the joints in the figures and determine the number of pieces used in casting this monument. Compare the two defense statues if you like. The second casting was done 15 years later by the Rudier Foundry, Rodin's other principal collaborator. Unlike most sculptors of his time, Rodin followed the casting and patinating process with care and vigilance. This is confirmed in a letter by Rodin, who remarks concerning one of his sculptures that "She is simply what I modeled. The bronze chaser, under my order, never touches my model." This explanation is necessary to understand that the broken wing was an aesthetic choice of Rodin's and not a defect in the casting. In 1879, the Paris City Council launched a competition to commemorate the heroic resistance of Parisians during the Franco-Prussian War of 1870. Rodin focused on the anger and energy of the allegorical figure of liberty, reminiscent of the sculpture The Departure of the Volunteers of 1792 by François Rude. Liberty, wearing a Phrygian cap, rears skywards. She lets out a piercing cry, clenches her two fists, and bats her wings. The soldier's body has collapsed at her feet. The contrasting direction of the two bodies' lines gives the sculpture vigor and dynamic expression. The bent left leg and the crumpled body of the dying soldier recall the Florentine Pietà that Michelangelo sculpted for his own tomb. His left arm weakly holds a broken sword. The surfaces were succinctly modeled, and the soldier's face lacks detail. The sculpture, however, was turned down. The subject's treatment shocked the jury and prompted their rejection. The sculpture was not the heroic depiction that had been sought by the government. Enlarged to twice its size, the sculpture was finally cast in bronze in 1919 and then given to the city of Verdun. The Defense, held by the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts, is the version shown at the Alma Pavilion in Paris during the Rodin retrospective in 1900. At the end of the exhibition, the sculpture left Paris for Vienna, where it was acquired by the collector and industrialist Ferdinand Bloch Bauer. When Austria was annexed by the Third Reich in 1938, it was purchased dirt cheap by the director of the Dresden Museum, charged by Hitler with establishing the collection of his future museum in Linz. Hidden in a salt mine in 1941, it was rediscovered intact in 1945, when the right holders began the process of restitution of their uncle's collection after his death that year. In 1948, the defense was restored to the niece of Ferdinand Bloch Bauer, Louise Gatin, then living in Vancouver. Louise Gatin decided to sell the sculpture in 1960. Thanks to the insistence of Max Stern of the Dominion Gallery, it was acquired by the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts.